Today we're sitting here with Sarah Im, who is, as we all know and probably have seen out on the roads, one of Sydney's greatest cycling ambassadors. We're here to talk about her new role as the Bicycle Mayor of Sydney that's coming up, and to get a little bit of insight as to who Sarah is and why she loves riding her bike so much. So, first of all, Sarah, thank you for spending your time with us this morning. I'd love to hear about you and your family and what you guys do to help celebrate the wonderful joy of cycling.
Sure. Good morning, Ryan. So my family and I, we cycle everywhere. We don't actually own a car. We live in Surrey Hills. And yeah, a few years ago, well, after my son was born, he's six now, we decided not to buy a car. So what we do then is we basically use the bicycle. I personally have five different bicycles, and we use all of them in different ways for different tasks, so to speak. And, you know, I own an e-bike, an urban bike, cargo bike with electric motor boost, road bike, and mountain bike. So there's a lot of different things that you can do with all these different bikes, especially with kids.
Yeah, it's amazing. Honestly, sitting here at your kitchen table, it's incredible to see that your walls are beautifully surrounded by bicycles. Your kids are 10 and 6, and we have seen you out riding with them a lot. How do they find the experience?
Oh, they think it's fantastic. It's been a really, really great progression because they started out in the cargo bike. My son was about 9 months and my daughter was about nearly five. And basically, they became very used to the feel of being on a bicycle because they were sitting in the front cabin. And I think that that has progressively become a more and more familiar feeling for them because they have basically progressed from that to balance bike really easily. And then basically progress then to a pedal bike themselves. So I think it's that motion that's become really familiar. And now they hate sitting in cars. They can't stand it.
I think we can all relate to that at some point. There's nothing worse than sitting in a car. That's wonderful. So how do you get around mostly? You've got, as you said, you've got quite a few bikes. Mm-hmm. What's your most popular, your most enjoyable mode of transport when it comes to a bike? And where do you go?
Oh, sure. So, so my preference is to ride an urban bike in the winter, which is just an usual pedal bike. And then in the summer, I prefer to ride an e-bike because, as we know, here in Sydney, it's very humid and very hot. And I like to have that seamless experience from leaving from home, going to the office, and just sitting down and starting to work. And that's kind of the best way for me just to manage, you know, my life. And in terms of the preferred way to get into the city, I guess, and to get to work, is I take the quiet roads. You know, you'll never see me on Elizabeth Street. Mm. You'll never see me on King Street. Like, why would I do that? Why would I subject myself to all that traffic and potential for conflict? So I take quiet roads, ancillary roads, neighborhood roads. I go through the domain, you know, because it's allowed. It's a shared space for cyclists and pedestrians. And that's how I get about.
Mm. Wonderful. So we are going to talk about the new role coming up for you, which is the Bicycle Mayor of Sydney. Really interested to know, how did that come about? And if you can tell us a little bit of background as to what that's all about.
Sure, of course. So the Bicycle Mayor of Sydney role is part of a global Bicycle Mayor program that the NGO Cyclespace in Amsterdam created. And one of the co-founders of Cyclespace is Stephen Fleming, Dr. Stephen Fleming. And he's actually Australian. He's based here in Newcastle. And he and I have become quite good friends and contemporaries. And he said to me, you know, this is something actually that would be really good for you because I already have this very positive message of cycling with my own brand, Vélo à Porter. Mm. And it just kind of extends it and it takes it a little bit further and gives it more visibility. Mm. And so he suggested, given the fact that cycling is not such a great state here in Sydney, we basically fast track it to try to get some really key influencers to endorse me. Mm. And I have those two. They're Cell Bikes, who, again, you've spoken with, and also Mike Tomolaris from SBS Television. And, you know, the thing is that I'm so grateful that they have actually supported me because it's a hard environment here in Sydney to try to get more people interested in cycling as a form of transport. Because of that, then, you know, we don't have a very public selection process here. So I wanted to actually put on an event to launch the role, and that will be on Wednesday, the 29th of March, coming up next week. And it's a way for the press and media to come to a very positive bicycling event. The people who will be in attendance will be supporters and sponsors of the Bicycle Mayor of Sydney. And, you know, we're also going to have a little ride beforehand to show that in a very densely populated part of Darlinghurst, where there's very little parking, you can get an enormous amount of people to come to one space and have very, very little effect on the environment. Mm. So that's how it's kind of come about.
Mm. Yeah. It's a really interesting story, and what I love so much about it is the positivity about it all. You're always a very positive advocate for bike riding. Where's that positivity come from, and how are people, when you talk to them about the Bicycle Mayor of Sydney, how have they responded?
Well, I think the positivity, where does that come from? Good question. I think, you know, I am an inherently positive person. Of course, I've had not such great times in my life as well. You know, certainly having your first child after having had a career in investment banking was a bit of a shock, you know, and it was like, okay. And then I had a second child and it was like, okay, who am I, you know? And I actually just wrote a blog about that recently. Because I think that we can all learn from the mistakes that we make, and we can aim for something better for ourselves. So I think that's where my kind of inherent positivity comes up. It can always be better. You can always improve, and you can make your life a bit better. And the way that I've done that is by bicycle. So in terms of the way that people have responded to the Bicycle Mayor of Sydney, of course, the response that I want and the response that I get is, what is that?
Yeah,
you know, because it's just kind of a strange sounding thing for Sydney, because of course, then people always think about Clover Morrow. Isn't she the Bicycle Mayor of Sydney? Well, she is the Lord Mayor of Sydney, and she is an elected official, which is fantastic. And we're also pleased that she's come in again, right, for this next term. But, you know, in terms of a more community-based and apolitical role to support and further the growth of cycling in Sydney, that's a role that I think that I can play well, because it is a natural extension of what I'm already doing. It's just more visible. And I think also for that reason, more inclusive. I can't do all this by myself. I need to work with other people. And to raise my profile and then the profile of others who are involved, and then to raise the profile of cycling in Sydney, that's ultimately my goal. And then to create a greater community of people in Sydney.
You stole my next question. I was going to talk to you about how you are, but I'd like you to extend on it if you can. Where are you going to take this particular role? And how can people get involved in the role, I suppose? How can they talk to you and speak to you about the role itself, and how you can provide advice and assistance for them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, two questions, right? So, the first, basically, the plans that I have as the Bicycle Mayor of Sydney are threefold. Okay, the first is that I would like to influence the New South Wales government. So we have a new government here in power, and new ministers, and it's an opportunity basically to infuse the discussion with cycling, because I believe that cycling poses so many solutions to, you know, the issues of health and transport and planning and how Sydney is going to continue to grow, which it is, right? Secondly, I would really like to be a positive voice for cycling in the media, because as we know, we are super saturated with negative images and negative stories. And meanwhile, I cycle to work every day without any problem, right? And I know a lot of other people do too. And thirdly, I'd like to hold a series of events to actually get more people to see that there is so much value in cycling to work, for example. And the way that I want to do this is to take up what Fiona Campbell started in 2001, which is the Bike Bug program, where people then have the opportunity, I think on a Sunday afternoon, to try to cycle as a group into the city and then back home again, or to that particular area where they're located. And then on Monday to actually do that again, dressed in normal work clothes. And I'd like to do this in the winter, because it's too hot in the summer, you know, to get more people to think about cycling. So it's kind of an opportune time. So the second question that you had, which I'm forgetting at the moment, can you please remind me?
No, I think you kind of answered. It was more about how you intend to engage with the community. And I suppose to extend on that, how you would like to extend yourself to those who are thinking about riding for the first time, or if they haven't ridden for a long time, and how you're going to be part of that conversation.
Exactly. So one of the things that I've done is I have launched a blog as the Bicycle Mayor of Sydney, and I'm also active on Twitter and also on Facebook. And so people are welcome to contact me, you know, with any ideas, any thoughts, criticism. I mean, you know, it's basically an open channel, and that's how I like to take advantage of social media, you know. in terms of involvement, you know, I think it's just being open. I think it's being open to the ideas, because the thing that I'm saying is not about cyclists versus drivers. I'm talking about making Sydney better. And that's it. It's about making Sydney better for everyone, not any particular group. Because I think we can all benefit, you know.
Absolutely.
People who bicycle around are then making space for people who need to drive.
Yeah.
And then therefore there is less congestion and we can all get to where we need to go faster, easier, more simply, more enjoyably, yes.
Fantastic. Look, I think we wish you all very, very the best with it. It's a, it's an amazing undertaking you're taking on. You're owning it, you're loving it there. And we also would like to know the best piece of advice you can give people about bike riding.
Sure.
What's one thing you would recommend them do?
Yeah. Gosh, one thing.
Just one.
One, just one. Just okay, one. All right. I think the thing that I would like to leave with people is the concept of when you are a child. And do you remember that when you were little, your parents were always saying to you, you need to learn to share. You need to share your toys, you need to share your food, you need to share, right? And that's a thing that I think as parents nowadays, we continue to try to teach our children. So the question is, what happens to us as adults when we are on the road in whatever kind of mode of transport that we have chosen? Why is it so difficult to share? And I think that's probably the thing I'd like to leave people with, that particular concept of where did the concept of sharing disappear and can we actually attain it again?
Sarah, thank you very much for your time. Look forward to seeing you out on the road as we always do, riding with your family, and looking forward to catching up with you again soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan.